Here's another feature from NPR's Live in Berlin files. Wim Wenders had hoped to make a film with Pina Bausch, but when the influential German dancer and choreographer died in June 2009, he had to rethink their project. Instead of a collaboration, it became an homage to Pina Bausch. While filming without her, Wenders says she was still present.
Is it what I promised you, Pina? She was looking over my shoulders more strictly than she'd actually been there, because Pina was very gentle.
Pina, Wenders' dance documentary, features four of her pieces, performed by Bausch's ensemble, the Tanztheater Wuppertal. Café Müller, one of her earlier productions, means a lot to the filmmaker. He saw it for the first time in 1985. It marked the beginning of their friendship. Set in a gray space, bare except for some coffee tables and chairs, six performers with their eyes closed move trance-like through the space, trying to find each other.
I've seen it quite often with Pina, and as it's about sleepwalkers and about all the themes that appear in Pina's entire work about men and women, about rejection and hope and hate and love.
Shot in 3D, the screen disappears in Wenders' film. The viewer gets unusually close to the dancers, their rich personalities and unique bodies. Some of them worked with Pina Bausch for decades. They speak a few words about their mentor, but more touching are their short solo performances filmed outside the theater, in the streets of Wuppertal, the city's suspended monorail, and nearby industrial landscapes. They put their personal memories of Pina Bausch into movement. A female performer falls forward, again and again, each time to be caught at the last moment by her male counterpart.
These are very open people who were able to obey to Pina's first rule, and that was truth. It was not, her aim was not to have the best dancers in the world, but to have the best people in the world. And that was her ensemble, and of course I didn't bring anything to it. I just started to know them and love them.
Wim Wenders tried to capture the truth of their performance with an elaborate camera system. A special 3D camera rig was mounted to a crane and positioned between the dancers like giant eyes.
In our case, the affinity of dance to the new medium is perfect. And it, one is a gift to the other. The core of it is that it has gives us a different access also to reality, not just to fantasy, but to reality. And I think the glorious application in the future will be a new realm of documentary.
Pina, the film, has only a few images and sound bites of Pina Bausch. She was never really into words, says Wenders. But through the depth of 3D, her work, her love for detail, the language she developed, comes alive through the Tanztheater Wuppertal.
In a way, it became her wordlessness became almost a rule for the film. It needed to explain itself. And that quality of her work, that it explained itself, that was an incredible lesson I learned in the making of this film, and it'll change my filmmaking, that's for sure.
For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.